Fake news strikes again. Media launches Arlington Cemetery hoax against Trump campaign after Afghan anniversary visit. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 27, 2024. A day after former President Donald Trump honored 13 fallen American service members at Arlington National Cemetery, NPR is claiming Trump campaign staff got into an altercation with a cemetery official who prevented them from taking photographs in an off-limits section. The outlet published an article claiming a source told the outlet that two members of Trump's campaign staff had a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery official who allegedly attempted to prevent Trump campaign staff from entering Section 60 of the cemetery and filming and photographing in the section. Officials at the cemetery reportedly made clear that only cemetery staff members are authorized to take photographs or film in Section 60, the source told the outlet. In response to the allegations, Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung explained that a private photographer was permitted on the premises and added that an unnamed individual had decided to physically block members of President Trump's team during the ceremony at the cemetery. There was no physical altercation as described, and we are prepared to release footage if such defamatory claims are made, Cheung said in a statement. The fact is that a private photographer was permitted on the premises, and for whatever reason an unnamed individual, clearly suffering from a mental health episode, decided to physically block members of President Trump's team during a very solemn ceremony. In a post on X, Cheung shared a photo that stated that only Trump was allowed to have an official photographer and/or videographer outside of the main media pool. Senior Trump advisor Chris LaCivita also issued a statement criticizing a despicable individual for physically preventing Trump campaign staff from accompanying the former president to the ceremony. President Trump was there on the invitation of the Abbeygate Gold Star families to honor their loved ones who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country, LaCivita said in a statement. For a despicable individual to physically prevent President Trump's team from accompanying him to this solemn event is a disgrace and does not deserve to represent the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. Whoever this individual is spreading these lies are dishonoring the men and women of our armed forces, and they are disrespecting everyone who paid the price for defending our country. Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony on Monday at Arlington Cemetery, honoring the 13 fallen service members who lost their lives on August 26, 2021, during the Biden administration's Afghanistan withdrawal. Cheryl Jules, the honored Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole L.G., one of the service members who was killed, issued a statement that they had absolutely welcomed and appreciated having video and photography there. Jules added that it was monumental. "I can speak for myself and our family, and we absolutely welcomed and appreciated having video and photography there with us during the time we spent with President Trump," Jules said in a statement. "For us this was monumental, and having it recorded, we felt was important. When has a president and so many veteran members of Congress ever come to pay their respects like this ever before? This is a hard day for us, and we have been ignored by the current administration for 3 years now. So to have President Trump take the time to come and honor our kids at Arlington and lay wreaths at the tomb of the unknown soldier with us, as well as Tyler Vargas Andrews and Kelsey Lanehart, the two most gravely injured Marines, to remember and honor the Abbeygate 13. And those we awe that day, was truly an unprecedented show of presidential respect, gratitude and honor. He almost just lost his own life in service to this country. But it didn't end there. He also took the time to come to Section 60 and spent more time laying flowers at their gravesites, talking to us and asking to hear all our stories about Nicole's life, and actually listened to us, and left us all feeling validated and like someone cared." Jules added that they wanted and were glad to have had it all recorded for their family and the world, and praised Trump for showing what an honorable president looks like.